The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Divine Allocation Series is our series that we started this month. And tonight we'll be speaking on assessing overflowing resources via divine allocation. Last week we talked about assessing long life via divine allocation. Upper week also, I spoke on divine, that was part one, divine, assessing divine allocation, assessing long life via divine allocation. But tonight we'll be speaking on assessing overflowing resources via divine allocation. Our God is a God that loves us so much, and His desire is for us to walk and flow in resources. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In Psalm 105 verse 37, the Bible says, that as they went forth, He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was none feeble amongst them. God is a God that likes to bring His children forth with silver and with gold. Is a God that loves them to have resources. Somebody say resources. Redemption is your insurance against poverty. Your Christianity, your knowing God, is one of the things He does for you is to insure you against lack, against want. I'm a person that one of the things that I hate so much in this life is lack. Because lack is a killer. Maybe because I studied accounting as a first degree, and then I went ahead to study in master's, something also that relates to issues that relates to finance. And then at higher levels of studying also. And I remember very well, as an undergraduate, my friends used to call me prosperity pastor. And I never for once say, I don't call me that though, because at that time I wasn't looking like I'm looking now. Praise the Lord. But I knew that there's something that is still going to happen in my future that will bring forth resources. And that same grace that brings about endless flow comes to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. It might look as if you are a nobody today, but I'm here to tell you tonight that very soon, your storehouse will be over full. My prayer for you tonight is that may you be sensitive to God's dictates. In the name of Jesus. Due to poverty, a man can be reduced to anything. Rubbish. Do you know that due to poverty, a man might not be able to do net in the window of his room, and mosquito can kill him? If there is no resources, ordinary nets, maybe 1.5 or 2.5, he might not be able to do that. Then mosquito will bombard him to the extent that he doesn't have money to buy malaria drug. There was a story of a man and his wife. They were fighting in the house and everything, and then they came to a servant of God to settle the fight. What was the problem? When the wife got home and met the husband drinking garri, and then immediately she ran to the kitchen to count her sugar, the cubes of sugar. And she saw that 3 cubes of sugar had disappeared, and she went to the man and started fighting him and said, and threw away the garri and said, give me my 3 cubes of sugar. That is the height. I told you the story before also of a young man whose father died. And then he was working in Lagos, and he never knew that his own father died, and they had done the burial the Saturday before. And as he was walking, somebody said, well done, no. Well done on the expenditure of last week Saturday. You know, how we say it in Yoruba land or in Igbo. Well done on the... And they said, what do you mean? He said, on the program, the successful burial of your... And he said, he's not aware. He said, you are not aware. And instantly he picked up his dilapidated phone, which he used, rubber band to tie. And phoned his younger brother and said, Bro, how now? How's everything? What's going on? I heard, I think it was his mother or so. I heard mother was buried on Saturday. I heard a joke He said, it's not a joke. We actually did the burial. So you did the burial of my, without me? He said, yeah. He said, even if you came, he said, what would you have done? You wouldn't have had any resource to drop, so there's no need to inform you so that it will not make you sad. Ladies and gentlemen, God does not desire you and I to live without divine allocation. What is this overflowing resources that we are talking about, which you are going to assess tonight? Number one, overflowing resources means supernatural harvest from supernatural sources. Overflowing resources means supernatural harvest from supernatural sources. Number two, overflowing resources means limitless and inexhaustible supply from heaven and by heaven's forces. Overflowing resources means limitless and inexhaustible supply from heaven, by heaven, and by forces of heaven. Number three, what is overflowing resources? It means blessings and prosperity under pressure. Under, many of us have gone to the filling station and we see when they put the nozzle inside the tank, it is under pressure to release. Once they press it like this, it is under. That's why when they bring it out and they splash it, people will begin to run because anything can happen. Overflowing resources is blessing under pressure. Tonight is the night you will assess that kind of blessing. Tonight is the night my God will release that kind of blessing to you. Quickly tonight, without wasting our time, why does God give overflowing resources through his divine allocation? Why? Why? What are the reasons? I'll give you seven, then we'll fire on. Why does God grant us overflowing resources? Number one, to show that he's the owner of all things. God likes to use his children to brag. He wants to show. God is going to use you to show your family. In Psalms 24 verse 1, the Bible said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and that is everything you can think of, it is God that owns it. Anything you can imagine, it is God that possesses it. And he wants to show the world that he's the owner. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 and 9, the book of Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, and he said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 9 now. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Somebody is here today. Your glory in 2017 shall be greater than that of your glory in 2016. I can't hear your loudest amen. So, number one reason why God likes to give you his blessing is so that he can show the world that is your father. Number two reason why God gives overflowing resources is for your comfort and welfare. Comfort and welfare. Comfort and welfare. In Joel chapter 2 verse 26, the Bible says, it says, and ye, let's read it together everybody. Everybody now, look up now. Thank you Jesus. One, two, go. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people, now what is God saying here? I am interested in your condition. I want to ensure that your basket is not empty. In Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 3, Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 3 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You will lie down in green pastures. That is after my welfare to the extent that he led me to where I can get good things to enjoy. Is ensuring that I am being directed to the right path. Is after my welfare. Is after. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is after my welfare. God is after my comfort. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I have a good thought for you, is the thought of comfort. I want you to be very comfortable. And somebody is here today. All the days of your life, you will never be discomfited in the name of Jesus. Number three, why does God want you to access overflowing resources tonight? Is for the spread of the gospel. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God's desire is for all. He says, cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and ye and shall yet choose Jerusalem. That is, God wants to, he wants to spread forth his gospel through prosperity. He said, my city true prosperity. A poor church cannot pastor effectively. A church that is poor cannot effectively pastor. You can't spread the gospel effectively if you are poor. You don't want to know how much it takes us in a month to run this church. Talking from salaries of our staffs to diesel costs to maintenance of equipment to purchases to other overhead costs and etc., etc., etc. A poor church will be so grounded. And that is why God wants you to have resources. To have resources. Number four reason why God wants you to have resources is for generational impact. Someone say generational impact. It is with money that you make impact. It is with money that you are able to do a lot of things. With money, you are able to build churches. With money, you are able to help orphans and widows. And with money, you are able to help the less privileged. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, it explains to us that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Say, you are the salt of the earth. Say, but if the salt have lost its savor, if the salt does not have substance, that's what he's saying. He says, it's a useless thing. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Yes, yes, yes. Verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. The city that is set on the hill that cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works. That is, go forth and make impact. Go and make phenomenal impact. That's in verse 16 now. Go and ensure that you are making impact. And for you to do this, you need resources. And that resources is coming for you tonight. I can hear your amen. Number five reason why God wants you to have resources is for his service and worship. How many of you know that it is easier to worship God when things are okay than when things are not okay? How many of you realize that? It is easier to come to church when you have transport fare or when you have your own car than when there's not one single kobo in your pocket. It is easier. So God wants you to worship him. If you look at Joel chapter 2, again, verse 8 and 9, Joel chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, you will realize there that Joel chapter 2, it said, neither shall one thrust another, they shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, now go to verse 9. They shall run to and fro in the city. Praise the Lord. I think there's a little mix up there. There's a particular scripture I'm trying to get in that particular Joel that talks about the fact that when you, after you have served God, after you have served him and done his will, he says, after he has blessed you, he said the next thing is for you to serve him. The next thing for you is to go forth and serve him. What are we trying to say tonight? God wants you to have enough resources to ensure that you are able to worship him. To ensure that he makes worship easy for you. Because he has blessed you. Somebody is here tonight. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. If you are the person I'm talking about, let me hear your loudest amen. If you are the man I'm talking about, let me hear the loudest amen. Now let's go to Joel chapter 2 verse 26. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 26, it says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. That's it now. That's the scripture. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And after that, what? What next? After you have eaten your food and you are satisfied, the next thing is what? You go and praise. Not that you have second wife. Not that you now say I'm too big. See, that's where people make mistakes. I've often told you, if I have 10 billion in my account now as I'm talking to you, I'll still be here dancing the way I'm dancing. Makes no difference. It makes no difference. But immediately some people have a little resources. They blame, just like Adam. God, it is the wife you gave me that just got me this trouble. Blaming God for God's blessings. So God said, okay, let me kukuma withdraw it. You know kukuma now. Let me kukuma withdraw. Let me just withdraw this thing. God will not withdraw your blessing. Say, why are you not coming? He says, my job. My job is very tedious. Very, very tedious. Why are you not coming? It's all my children. It's all my children. All the children you gave me. The 12 children you gave me. The 12 tribes of Israel. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. And many of us, if not all of us, are guilty of that in one way or the other. The things that God gives to us, we use it against God. But tonight, the story is changing in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number 6, why does God give overflowing resources? To fulfill His promises for us. God has promised us so many things. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1, Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1, it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Can you see that? No, go to verse 2 now. And all these blessings, someone say blessings. Another name for resources is blessings. It says, if I have sworn, I have commanded it, that if you can do this, this is what I'm going to do. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Another word for overflow is overtake. When blessing overflows, that blessing can also overtake. That is, the blessing is running faster than you. You are 25, but your blessing is like 55 years. You are 35 and your blessing is like the blessing of somebody that has been working for 75 years. You will get there. And I will get there. Let me hear your amen. You will get there. And I will get there. Friends, I am just on 2.5% of where I'm going. 2.5. I still have such a long journey. That's why when you are praying, I'm also praying. When you are fasting, I won't go to corner and eat. Because as you are moving to the top, I will not be left behind. And as I am moving, you will not be left behind. Let me hear your loudest amen. Some of you, even if I need to tow you, I will tow you. You don't want to go, but by force, I will tow you and I will carry you along. You will not be left behind. I say you will not be left behind. I've noticed that as my fathers have continued to grow and improve in their lives, the same grace I've enjoyed. And I pray that the grace I have also enjoyed, you will also enjoy in Jesus' name. I can hear your amen. Amen. If you know that what that is worth, you will say a big amen. Amen. In Exodus 23 verse 25, the Bible says that ye shall serve the Lord thy God and He will bless your bread and your water. So one of the reasons why God wants to bless you is because He has promised that He will never fail you. He has promised He will never fail. I will follow Him. He has promised He will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forever. What God has promised you, He will not fail you. I say, will not fail you. So His promises are there, very robust. If you look at Psalms 114 verse 1 to 4, Psalms 114 verse 1 to 4, it says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was their sanctuary and Israel his dominion, and the sea saw them and fled, Jordan was driven back, and the mountains keep like grass. That is, he has promised us that things will happen to us in a very strange manner. That will be somebody's portion here tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number seven, why does God want you to enjoy overflowing, overtaking resources? Is to demonstrate his love and affection and generosity. God is a compassionate God, and he wants to demonstrate his love and compassion and generosity. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 32, Romans 8 verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give unto us all things? John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his own. So God wants to give to you that men will become surprised at your outcome, at the outcome of your life, at the outcome of your family. Friends, you will live to see it. You will live to witness it. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. You will live to witness it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what are the keys to overflowing resources? We'll take about 10 of them, then we'll go to pray. I just told you tonight why God wants you to enjoy resources. I gave you 7 of that. Quickly, we'll give you 10 keys to overflowing. Number one key is kingdom giving. Kingdom giving. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 38, says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. Life is not permitted. God is not permitted to give to you beyond your heart of giving to him. Our level of resources in life is different because of our level of commitment to the kingdom. The first giving is called the tithing. That is the first giving. That is the foundation of giving. Until a child of God is a tither, he has not signed up for heavenly resources. Until a child, because tithing shows heaven that you are not selfish. Tithing shows heaven that you are a liberal soul. The Bible says a liberal soul shall be made fat. In that scripture in Proverbs 11 verse 24 and 25, there's he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's he that withholdeth more than his need and intended to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered himself also. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. So it's important for you to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that God's intention is for you to have resources. But you must be committed to his kingdom. You must be committed to the advancement of his kingdom, or he turns his back on you. Your commitment to the house of God and to the kingdom of God has signed you up for prosperity endlessly. It's a choice. It's a choice that is best to make. And talking about tithing, you know the scripture in Malachi chapter 3, many of us know that scripture and all, but that's like the foundation that we go to things like offerings, which is something, tithing is something that is fixed. Offering is up to you. Somebody can be giving a thousand naira offering in a service and then it's big. And somebody else can be giving every offering, 50,000 as an offering, and it's still small. Offering is according to your capacity. Offering is according to your capacity. It's according to what God has given to you. But tithing is the what he has given to you, he has asked for a portion. And it's compulsory and important. These are the. There is no way a child of God can taste kingdom wealth, heavenly wealth, without being involved in the covenant of tithe. And of course, under this kingdom giving, we have tithing, we have offerings, we have first fruit. First fruit is in the beginning of the year, you look at something that is quantum, something that will cost you something. Just like David said, in 2 Samuel 24, verse 24, that I will not give unto God an offering that cost me something. I will not give unto God something that does not cost me something. I will ensure that whatever I'm giving to God is something that cost me something. And the king said unto Adonijah, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God of that which does not cost me nothing. So that's first fruit. Something in the beginning of the year, or as God helps you, but particularly in the beginning of the year, something that costs you something, you bring it to God as a seed and as a sacrifice. Some do it at the end of the year in December, but most importantly, it's best either at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year. You bring it to God and you say, Father, this is my first fruit. Or maybe your salary has been reviewed. The first salary reviewed is for God. The difference is for God. You were collecting 10,000 before it was moved to 15,000. That 5,000 extra, the first month, because God is the one that made it happen. If you were in the grave, nobody can blame God. And that company will still run. So that's what they call first fruit, or your first set of profit is for God. These are the things that moves God to you. God doesn't just push resources to people. They must be men and women involved deliberately. Your desire every day is, Father, how can you bless me so much so that I can do anything for you? I can raise a single check of 100 million for your work. I can wake up one day and ask a particular church, this place is not okay. Do you have a space? Let me build a whole church with interiors and equipments. Everything there, I pay for it. Somebody here will get to that level. Once your heart is beating in that level, resources will begin to flow. But once heaven sees that what is in your heart is immediately you have new money or big money, is to change your phone, to change your suit. The story of a woman who died, and she had 3,200 dresses and 300 pairs of shoes. 3,200 dresses. She was buried with just one. They took just one out of the 3,200. And then 300 pairs of shoes in a house. One human being. The question I want to ask is that, doesn't that kind of person have people around him or her to bless? Anyway, we'll get to that level. So, what are we saying tonight? Your kingdom, your heart towards the things of God is what makes God to desire to want to bless you. As a student in the university in those days, the first bus that our fellowship would buy, God, privileged by God, God used me. I just sat in my small room and I just felt, why are we going about with speakers? After service, we'll carry speaker on our shoulders to go and put it in a corner. I said, we can buy a bus. And I went to the person who was the president. I said, I think God is saying we should buy a bus. He said, okay, since you are the one that God showed, you are the one that God will show how we will raise the money. And then we started raising the money and raising the money. And the first bus was bought. I think that fellowship must be maybe about 15 years or more before that time. Nobody thought of it except one small boy. Once more, undergraduate boy. And then after that incident, God said, you will never be without a car all your life. So your heart, I even thought, I said, God, instead of raising this money, if you can give me this money, cash now, I buy this bus. I don't need to bother anybody for money. Let your heart pant after the things of God. Let your heart beat towards the thing. You are not too small for your heart to beat for the things of heaven. It's a new day for you here today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, key to overflowing resources is called faithfulness. Or you can call it obedience. In Proverbs 28 verse 20, Proverbs 28 verse 20, Bible says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Also in Proverbs 13 verse 11, Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. So what are we trying to say here tonight? Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. When you are faithful, you become fruitful. You know that story in Matthew 25 from verse 14, when that man was going and gave talents, 1 5 talent, 1 2 talents, Matthew 25 verse 14 to 30. And then the one with 5 talent went to double it. Bible says he was termed a faithful servant. The one that they gave 2 doubled it. He was termed a faithful servant. He entered into resources. But the one that they gave 1 talent said, I know you. You are a bad person. You are a cheat. You know the way people think. When they are working under you, they say, this person wants to use us. As if they were not there, the thing will not work. As if they were the one that founded the organization for the person. Friends, the fact that something must always ring in your head, you are not an indispensable person. This keeps me on my task. I'm only wherever I am by privilege. Wherever you find yourself, be tirelessly faithful. Only the faithful can be fruitful. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou art been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over, that's what they call resources. You have been faithful over this small table I gave you. Then because of that, I will make you a ruler. Somebody will become a ruler here today. Somebody will become a ruler here today. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And then the one that had 1 talent, let's see what he told him. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou had not sown, and gathering where thou had not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, take what is thine. Take what is thine. I didn't do anything with it. And then the man was very angry. And the Lord said, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gathered where I have not strawed. And thou ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. That's with interest. Take therefore the talent. Jesus was the one telling this story. He said, any business committed in your hand, it must come back with profit or you are a useless person. Any business given to you must return with profit or else you are not faithful. And you cannot pass that level because you have not passed the test. Take therefore... it's amazing. This is a world where a Christian wakes up in the morning and gets to the office when he should start his work, and he picks the book of Habakkuk and begins to read it during working hours. If they sack him and he comes to somebody like me, I'll send him out of my office. A disgrace. What was he doing early in the morning? 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. He didn't read Bible. They employed you for service. They didn't employ you to come there and be doing, holy are you Lord? No. If you have prayer time, if your prayer time is 7:30 to 8, you can't be praying from 7:30 to 10:30 and not open your business. The business will fail. I've known many people who, time of business, they went to mountain. Time they were supposed to be in. May you not misplace your priority. May you not misplace your priority. I said, may you not misplace your priority. Many Christians misplace their priorities. And because of that, God just looks at them and says, these ones are not serious. So be faithful in your task, in whatever thing you are doing, whatever your hand finds to do, be faithful in it. Be faithful in your task. Be faithful in your assignment. Be faithful in your work. And then you will have worth. I was telling my driver, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I told him, I said, do you know that I've worked in a pure water factory before. I used to package pure water. He looked at me. He couldn't imagine it. It's unimaginable, Abby. I said, yes, it happened. As a graduate. So anything your hand finds to do, do it. And do it faithfully. Number 3, key to resources is called diligence. Diligence. Diligence means hard work. Proverbs 22 verse 29. See that a man diligent in his business will stand before kings and not ordinary men. When you are diligent, you will not be indigent. When you are diligent, you will enjoy resources. Don't be a lazy man. Proverbs 24 verse 30 to 34 explains to us what happens to a lazy person. Proverbs, yes. I went by the field of the slothful, that's a lazy person, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. And then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instruction. What is the instruction you received? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Yes. So shall the poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an apt man. That is, if you are, there are some people, they say, what's your hobby? Sleeping. Tell me the second hobby, eating. What is the third hobby? Facebook. That kind of person can never get anywhere. He can't taste resources. Make sure that you put in your own circle of labor in your task. Whatever it is you are doing, God is not going to come down from heaven to come and do your work for you. Jesus said, he said, my Father walketh what? Itato, and I'm walking. Bible says that God walked for 6 days and on 7th day he rested. So if God is walking, who are you? Me and you say we don't want to walk. There is no hope for a non-working person. There is no hope. There's no hope. Because where is the channel that the resources will come from? It is from your work that God will channel resources to you. If somebody is on Monday morning, he's watching Indian film. Bantigena will feed the person. Be a hardworking person. Be a hardworking person. Face your task. Face your work. And of course, you will come out. I have so many scriptures under that one, but I don't have the time. But you can write down Proverbs 10 verse 4, Proverbs 12 verse 11, Proverbs 10 verse 4, Proverbs 12 verse 11. Proverbs 10 verse 4, it says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the lion shall make it rich. And of course, Proverbs 12 verse 11, he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. And all that. I have so many scriptures here on that. Proverbs 13 verse 4 also. Proverbs 12 verse 24. But because of time, we move to number 4. We are still going to 10 and our time is moving. Number 4. Key to overflowing resources is called avoid indebtedness and wastefulness. Wastefulness and indebtedness. Proverbs 21 verse 20. Proverbs 21 verse 20. It said, there is a treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man spent it up. There is oil to be desired in somebody's business. There is profit there. But everything that comes, you waste it. The money, the profit you earned 5 years ago, where is it? The profit you earned 2 years ago, where is it? Where is the money? Until waste is discarded, poverty is inevitable. Can you imagine somebody having 3,200 dresses? For what? Who is looking at you? Who knows you? Or chronic in that. There's some people, they there's nothing they can't borrow. They borrow panties. They borrow underwear. They don't. A lady, they can, like yesterday was Valentine now. You can want to wear a color. A particular, they can say, I don't have that color of the Valentine. Let me borrow. They borrow lipstick. They borrow a ring. They borrow face cap. The worst thing is that they borrow weave on. Say, when you finish with this weave on, pass it to me. After that, Abba. Jehovah. Don't be a person indebted. You don't have money to do something, yet you still go about trying to impress. You can't impress people. I hope you know that. You can't impress anybody. On the day you try to impress people, you see that you say, people will never be impressed. Don't be a wasteful person. Don't impress anybody. Just do what you know is the right thing to do. I pray that the Lord will bless you. Let's move to number 5. Number 5, key to overflowing resources is called avoid excessive leisure seeking. Proverbs 21 verse 17. Proverbs 21 verse 17. He, that man or that woman that loves pleasure, he will not be rich. He said, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Don't, there are some people, they love pleasure. That's rubbish life. Everything coming to your hand now is not for spending. There are some money, they call them seed money. There are some profit, they are seed profit. When you eat them, you eat your destiny. Small money that comes, bebesu. Small money that comes, enjoyment. Change everything. I want to change everything. And then at the end of the day, you have change in your hand. Change. Money that should have been planted was a change. Changes. I even want another eye. I don't like this white eye. Change my eye to black eye. Put one eye like this. Everything. Just change my... I just want another look. At the end of the day, there's nothing. You will not end up a poor person. Don't be a person that likes excessive... There's nothing bad in enjoying yourself, but don't be excessively... Somebody called me some days ago. I said, you are too serious. I said, yes. That's what brought me to where I am today. So you are too serious. You are too serious. I wanted to tell the person, if you are not serious, you can't end glorious. But I just kept quiet. If you are not a serious person, you have no future. Alawada just doing jaga jaga everywhere. You are like a babasala all over the place. Nonsense. Let's go to number six. Key to overflowing results. Number six. Sow the seed of favor. There are some people, they cannot think of anybody in this life that they are favored. They've only favored themselves, their own family, and nobody else. Proverbs 19 verse 17. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17. Say, he that hath pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given, will he pay him again. When you give to the poor, or you are a blessing to somebody, you are sowing a seed that will come back in a millionfold. Anything you do for people is not a waste. That's why the love of God... You can't claim you love God and you don't love people. If we are to distribute paper in your class or in your around your vicinity, people living around you say, please write something about this person. What can they write about you? What have exchanged between you and those people? Or they will just write, I'm very happy for this opportunity. Actually, this is the worst human being I've seen. We have been in the same place for 15 years. I cannot think of any. Even they will be cooking like this. And they know that we are hungry. No, not even a piece of meat. Impact your world. Be a person that be a distributor, not an accumulator. Distribute. Share what you have. Be a blessing to your neighborhood. Not because you want to become the chairman. Not that some people they distribute because they want to become chairman. They are waiting for 2019 election. So they announce this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking of love. Oh, Jehovah. You love people and you are a blessing to them. Not that you are distributing so that you can phone the person. Hello. Yes. Meet me at Kwara Hotel Junction. Yes, I will pick you up. 9:35. That one is not the result, the one we are talking about. We are talking of, you just want to be a blessing. You just want to be a blessing. Something is inside your heart that, I say, what's happening? This man is walking naked. Almost naked. Then I get something for him. This person, they want to send him out of his house. I try my best to try to give him something. This person is jobless. Most of the rich people that have businesses, the real motivation is not money. It is to provide employment and to be a blessing to people. That's the way your business can grow. If your only motivation is for you to have a big business, they call you big man, they call you chairman. Chairman nonsense. Anyway, let's go to number seven. Number seven, maintain integrity. Maintain your integrity. If you really want to attract resources, maintain integrity. Don't be a thief. Don't doctor figures in your office. Don't change figures. Don't steal your company's money. Don't manipulate the company. Don't inflate what you have been told to go and buy. Maintain your integrity. maintain your integrity. Maintain your integrity. Number 8 is maintain a large vision for resources. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Proverbs 29. Where there is no vision, you will perish. Where there is no vision, let your vision be a large. Can you imagine what I said? I said, I'm still on 2.5% of where I'm going. Maintain a robust vision. Don't let any, don't apologize for your big vision. I have no apology for anybody for what I just said. You are the one that knows where you are going. Don't let anybody cover up your glory. Maintain a large vision. Believe God for big resources. You can believe God for private jets, believe God for it. People that are driving it, that are, do they have two heads? My wife and I went for one conference in our father in Lord's Church in Abuja one time. I think last year or upper year. And then they invited one pastor, and the pastor was lambasting people, pastors that had private jets. When he came to the stage, he said, I'm not saying that people that are driving private jets are bad. What about if God, if you don't spend one night and God gives it to you, everybody said amen. There's nothing God cannot do. It is to you according to your vision. It is to you. It is what you believe that God will do to you. A scripture struck me this afternoon when I was just studying in the book of Mark. I think Mark chapter 10 or so. The story of blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus was just passing by. And then all of a sudden, he saw him and he started shouting, Jesus, Jesus, son of God, have mercy on me. And then he just said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, this is what I want. I want my eyes open. And he said, it is to you according to your faith. Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho, and like that. And blind Bartimaeus, you can read the story when you get home, to verse 52 or so. Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 52. Very interesting story. It is to, if your vision is just to be managing, that's what God will do for you. If your vision is to be very, very robust, to be robust in blessing, that you have more than enough. You have more than enough to share. And I believe for somebody here tonight, that is exactly what my God will do for you. That's exactly what my God will do for you. Number 8, how do you connect with the resources? Connect with divine inspiration and guidance. Connect with inspiration and guidance. Proverbs 11:14. Connect with inspiration and guidance. Be inspired, or else you will expire. Where there is no counsel, the people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Be a person that is regularly inspired. That's why we always say, I think I said this on Sunday, about buying tapes. Buy tapes, buy CDs, read books. Be inspired, or else you will expire. Be inspired. Let things inspire you. Don't get old at your age. Let your thinking be renewed. One of the things that inspires me, how can my God be a big God and then I'm a rubbish person? There's no correlation. My God is a big God. I'm a rubbish person. Somebody's here today. God is going to use you to showcase His size. If I were you, my amen will be better. And of course, Proverbs 13 verse 18 also under that same place. Proverbs 13 verse 18 also explains, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. So be a person that loves instruction. My best time is not when I'm preaching. It is when I'm listening to other messages. People preaching. I love when I'm being, no matter who, even if this person is like this, when I'm listening to the person speaking, teaching on the word of God, not just any rubbish message. That's my best time. I love listening to instructions. This is what to do. Not when I'm preaching. This one is exerting of energy. And this one, you have to pray extraordinarily before you can appear here. But that one, you are just soaking in something. You are just getting something. You will never be dry. And number 10, where I'm going to stop tonight. If you want resources, be a person of prayer. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There's nothing God cannot do for you. There is no level of blessing God cannot do for you. If you can call on Him, If you can call on him, that is, all other things I've talked about, notwithstanding, done, tithing, offering, diligence, integrity and all that, then you can back it up with your prayers. Father, open my heavens. Father, help me. Father, release resources to me. Help me to make something out of my life. Your life will not be a wasted 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 life. Let me tell you this. There's no business you are doing that God cannot change your story in. Some two young men came to see me yesterday. Two young men. They are now into a cement business. Their 2 days sales, 2 days sales, 2 days, 2 days sales is 23 million. 2 days sales in cement, 2 days sales, 23. I saw their lot yesterday. Two of them came to see me. 2 days sales. So it doesn't matter what you are selling. Anything you are selling, if you back it up with these things, you see your destiny emerging.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.